Good morning from Nashville. That's where we're coming to you from. This is MDN TV Shows, and I am Major Daughter. Not alone with a very special guest. I'll let her introduce herself adequately to you. Look, this is not just any other interview, but I want to tell everybody to come on right now, share this broadcast, share this stream, tell everyone we are live right now, and this is one conversation you don't want to miss. Ma'am.
Thank you for having me. My name is Anat Sultan Dodon. I'm the Consul General of Israel to the Southeastern United States. I am based in Atlanta. From Atlanta, we cover 7 Southeastern states.
Yes.
And among them, Tennessee. And it was a privilege to meet with you here at the conference in Nashville.
And thank you for saying yes. Look, let's start from the breakfast that NRB hosted yesterday in honor of Israel. You gave a speech there, a very terrific speech that left all of us with so many questions than answers. What inspired that?
Israel is going through one of the most difficult periods in time that we have ever gone through. It
yes.
is true for Israel, it is true for the Jewish people. The terror attack on October 7th against Israel, against our people, has changed Israel forever, and to a large extent has changed the Jewish people. Not only are we still living through the aftermath of the horrific massacre against 1,200 innocent people on that day.
Yes.
We know that we have still 134 hostages who remain in captivity in Gaza. And we are seeing not only the attack on Israel, not only the need to fight this terror organization that we are fighting in Gaza, but we are seeing all around the world a very significant spike in anti-Semitism. We are seeing Jews being attacked, being bullied, being targeted here in the United States as well on college and university campuses.
Yeah.
And October 7th must be a wake-up call, not just for Israel, but for the entire world, because we are fighting a fight on the ground. We are fighting a terror organization that proudly states that their goal is the destruction of the state of Israel and of the Jewish people. But we are really on the front line of fighting the radical Islamist ideology that is a threat to the entire free world. It is a threat to everyone who stands for the values of humanity, of life, of freedom, in the face of those who are glorifying death.
There's something you said yesterday that struck me. You said the fight that you're fighting is not Israelis' fight. Whose fight is it then? Who are you fighting on behalf? What do you really mean by that?
What I mean when I say this is not just Israel's fight is that all of us in the free world, all of us who believe in life, in democracy, in freedom, this is our fight, because it is not just Israel that is the enemy
yes.
of this radical Islamist ideology. Hamas is fighting us, but Hamas is the proxy of the Iranian Ayatollah regime. And their enemy is not just Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They chant death to Israel. They chant death to America. To them, they want to see a different world order, one of radical Islam. Jews are the enemy, Christians are the enemy, and anyone who stands for the values that we believe in, that is their enemy. And that is why this is not just our fight.
How do you make the world understand, especially those who stand on the other side, who say, we are pro-Palestine. We stand with Palestine because, you are settlers here. You are illegal occupiers of the land. In fact, there wouldn't be or there wouldn't have been 7 days in October or the 7th of October if you are not illegally occupying the land. What have you got to say about this? And can you educate our viewers and listeners? Are you settlers? Are you illegal occupiers? Is the fight a fight for the land? Where does this stem from? The 7 days. I call it 7 days in October because 7 days in October will never be the same again in any other day.
So thank you for this. I think that there are a lot of lies and misinformation that is being deliberately spread all around the world.
Yes.
The state of Israel, the modern state of Israel, was established in 1948 in our ancient homeland. Our ties to our historic homeland, the land of Israel, the Jewish people's homeland, dates back thousands of years. Jerusalem has been the heart of the Jewish people for millennia, for thousands of years. There has always been a Jewish presence that remained in the land of Israel despite persecutions, despite exile, despite efforts to destroy us. And the state of Israel, the Zionist dream, which is for self-determination of the Jewish people in our ancient homeland, the state of Israel is the realization of that dream.
Yes.
That finally allowed for the Jewish people to reconvene in our ancient homeland, in our ancestral homeland from all corners of the world. My father's family immigrated to Israel from Egypt. My mother's family immigrated to Israel from Iran. My husband's family immigrated to Israel from Morocco. From so many different countries, we were finally able to go back home, to reconvene in our ancient homeland. Our ties to this homeland are not only well documented in perhaps the most popular book around the world that we know well, in the Bible.
But not everybody believes in that book, as we'll know it.
We know that archaeology,
yes,
shows our ties to our ancient homeland. But the fact that we are finally able to have as the Jewish people self-determination in our ancient homeland does not mean that we do not recognize that there is also an Arab population.
Yes.
And that is why in 1947, when the United Nations presented the partition plan, which was a plan to allow for a Jewish state alongside an Arab state in this land. That is why the Jewish population accepted the partition plan, because we accepted reality on the ground. The Arab population and the entire Arab world rejected this plan. And since 1947 and to date, there have been so many offers on the table that could have allowed for Palestinian self-determination. Unfortunately, there has not yet been a Palestinian leader that was willing and interested in seeking self-determination for the Palestinian people if it meant accepting that Palestinian self-determination would be alongside the Jewish state.
And might I add, if you don't mind me interrupting, South Africa was one of the nations that voted for that. South Africa was one of the nations that voted for Israel to have their own state and land. I think about South Africa once voted for Israel to have their own land.
We are very saddened to see South Africa choosing to serve as the legal arm of the Hamas terror organization at the International Court of Justice. Hamas is not only a recognized terror organization, their charter is clear. their charter clearly states that their goal is the destruction of the state of Israel. But October 7th showed not only to Israel, but to the world, what this organization is about. They slaughtered babies, women, children, men, the elderly. They raped and mutilated and burned alive innocent people. They brutally kidnapped babies, children, women, men, the elderly, Holocaust survivors who went through hell on earth, met hell in the form of Hamas. To represent them, to give a voice to them, that is standing on the wrong side of history and on the wrong side of humanity. Because what Hamas did and what they stand for is against anything that we value as human beings. This is not about politics. Their goal is not political. Their goal is genocidal. It cannot be that anyone supports a genocidal goal. It is not good enough to criticize the Holocaust and say never again.
Yeah.
The question is not, what would each one of us have done were we living through the Holocaust 80 years ago? The question is, what are we doing now? And what do we stand for now? Where do we stand? Because standing on the side of terror is standing on the wrong side of history. And I would like to add, because you mentioned also the term pro-Palestinian.
Yes.
And it is being used very, very freely. We are seeing demonstrations that call themselves pro-Palestinian. There is nothing really pro-Palestinian about them. There are not only demonstrations of hate and incitement against the Jewish people and the state of Israel, but there is nothing about them that genuinely cares for the Palestinian people. Because if one is truly pro-Palestinian, then one should be standing with us in wanting to see Hamas destroyed. Because Hamas is not only an enemy to Israel, Hamas is an enemy to their own people. They use their own people as human shields. They intentionally place their own people in harm's way because they see casualties from their own people as serving their thwarted and twisted agenda. Hamas has been oppressing their own people since it took over the Gaza Strip in 2007. Israel fully evacuated from the Gaza
Strip. Yeah, in 2005.
That's right. And Hamas took over. Hamas is oppressing their own people. Palestinian people deserve to be free of a terror organization that oppresses them, that throws their political opponents off of rooftops, that lynches members of the LGBTQ community, that persecutes anyone who is not in line with their radical Islamist ideology. Palestinian children deserve better. Rather than have training camps at a young age of how to be a terrorist, they deserve to have a childhood. They deserve to be taught how to build their own future rather than how to invest in destroying their neighbors.
In defense, South Africa will say we have been pro-Palestinian from the days of our great father, the former statesman, the late statesman Nelson Mandela. But as you know, he honored the Jewish people. Nelson Mandela recognized the Jewish people. Actually, he said they have a right to defend themselves. And he also recognized the fact that they contributed to South Africa. But today, we see a government saying, look, this is what Nelson Mandela would have wanted us to do. Go and defend Palestine. Personally, I would have thought they would have gone out there and took the same stance they took with Russia and Ukraine and said, we are neutral. and get a delegation up to Israel and Palestine, go see the leadership there, find out and see what is happening on the ground. But we see none of that happening.
Unfortunately, what we are seeing is a different treatment of the state of Israel than any other country would be receiving. Israel was attacked by a genocidal terror organization who make no secret of their goals. They not only committed crimes against humanity and atrocities on October 7th, but they proudly state that they will commit October 7th again and again and again. No country in the world would stand by and allow for that to happen. No country. Israel has the duty, the responsibility to ensure the safety of our country and of our people. And that is what we are now doing in Gaza. There are many calls for a ceasefire. There could be a ceasefire today. The calls for a ceasefire should be directed at the terror organization who started this war and needs to unconditionally surrender. If they unconditionally surrender, lay down their weapons, and release all of the hostages, there could be a ceasefire today. That is what South Africa should be calling for. That is what the world should be calling for. Being pro-Palestinian, there is no contradiction in that. There should be no contradiction, but being pro-Palestinian cannot mean being pro-terror.
Whew, and that's the difficult part. Yesterday we had an opportunity to attend a screening where we saw raw footage that is probably changing today the definition of genocide. And my question would be, who is redefining genocide today? After the kind of footage we saw, barbaric acts. And I want to invite our viewers and listeners and South Africans really on the ground, even from the layman, that look, we're going to ask for these screenings to come to South Africa as soon as possible, and the media to come and see for themselves. Maybe we can talk based on facts on the ground, seeing exactly what happened. But the bigger question still remains, or the million-dollar question still is, who is redefining genocide? The definition of killing, of mass killing of a people.
I think that we are clearly seeing it in the actions of Hamas, in the declarations of Hamas, in the statements by their leaders, in Hamas's charter, in the statements being made by those who are funding, equipping, training, and guiding Hamas, which is Iran, a terror state that is fomenting terror in the region and destabilizing not only the region, but more globally. October 7th was a genocidal terror attack. Their declared goal is the destruction of the state of Israel and of the Jewish people. And we are seeing these demonstrations of hate supporting genocide all around the world. The world should be standing up against this, not promoting this, not tolerating or condoning this genocidal terror, and certainly not blaming Israel for defending itself. Because when they seek to wipe us off of the map, we will not be wiped out, and no country would sit back without defending itself.
Whew. You said yesterday at the Israeli breakfast that the time has come for Palestinian leadership to tell their people the truth. What do you mean by that? What does this truth really look like or sound like? Let this come to us as South Africans also, so that we are, maybe that's also a truth we may need to hear. Annette?
We are hearing all around us these calls, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. This means, literally, no state of Israel. This has been the narrative that Palestinian leadership has been promoting to their people since the establishment of the state of Israel. This has to stop. The Palestinian people need to be told the truth, that if they seek self-determination, if they want to see their own Palestinian entity, it will never happen if that comes at the cost of the existence of the state of Israel. The state of Israel is here to stay, and they will have to accept that if they want self-determination. And we need to see Palestinian leadership begin to tell the truth to their people. And we don't see it happening from Palestinian leadership, and we don't see it happening in the international community. We see other countries in the international community who are supporting this false narrative, who are supporting this genocidal narrative. The time has come for the world to tell the Palestinians the state of Israel is here to stay. You need to start investing in your own future rather than investing in the destruction of the state of Israel. This has got to stop. And they can be investing in their own future. Billions of dollars have been flowing in from so many in the international community.
Yes.
The Palestinians are receiving these funds, and their leadership in Gaza, the Hamas terror organization, which is the ruler of Gaza, is taking these funds, and rather than investing it in the future of their people, investing it in building what could be a heaven in Gaza, they are investing it in lining their own pockets. Hamas leaders are billionaires. And in the terror infrastructure, in the terror tunnels, in weapons, they are investing it in death and destruction, rather than in building a future for their people. The Palestinian people deserve better than such leadership.
We are at the tail end of this conversation. I want you to take this time to look on that camera and talk to our people. Talk to South Africans, talk to our leaders. What message or what word would you have for them at this stage, right now? How many hostages are still kept there? I thought ICJ had said the hostages should be released immediately.
We have currently 134 hostages still in Hamas captivity in Gaza. For them, October 7th is not over. They have been languishing in captivity, and they must be released unconditionally, immediately. They include a one-year-old baby, women, men, the elderly. They must be released. This is a crime against humanity. And more broadly, I would urge all of the viewers to re-examine and learn more about the situation before forming an opinion. I think that it is a responsibility that we all share to educate ourselves before forming an opinion. In the end, there are only two sides to this tragedy, and it is a tragedy. A war is tragic. We did not choose this war, we did not start this war, and we did not want this war. But the only two sides here are the side of Israel that is fighting for humanity, for life, for freedom, and the side of terror, of the Hamas terror organization and their supporters who are fighting for death, for destruction, and are causing death and destruction to their own people. This must stop. And the calls for a ceasefire should be directed at the Hamas terror organization. They could stop this today. They could surrender today. They could release the hostages today. And we should start seeing a new Palestinian leadership that is dedicated to building a better future for their people rather than continuing to invest in trying to destroy Israel and the Jewish people.
Thank you for that. I'm provoked to challenge you to talk to our minister, Naledi Pandor, woman to woman.
I would say that we are living currently in a very, very difficult period of time. And this is a moment of truth. This is when leadership matters. This is when the voice of leadership matters. And as a woman, I would also say, women suffered horrific crimes on October 7th, rape and gender-based violence that was systematic and intentional, and we still have women in captivity that we know are undergoing rape on a daily basis. We need to hear more women's voices. We need to hear women taking a strong and courageous stand for peace, for life, for freedom, to stand against those who seek to sow hatred, division, and violence.
Thank you so much. Well, that is it. So we're going to be having those screenings in South Africa, hopefully very, very soon. Get ready and tell others about it. The information will be populated and shared everywhere. Make sure you go see this raw footage of 7 days in October. Ma'am, thank you so much for your time and for educating us. So from here, we can take it further and do our own research and confirm. Your last words, please.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be here and for this very open approach and the conversation that we were able to have. I appreciate it.
Yes. So from us to you from Nashville is well done.